tie a rag around you and try to catch the others?
Yeah.
How would you call that? I forgot.
Somebody called it couteau or something like that. Bruce, a fellow I was interviewing up in Unit.
Oh, I don't
know. Well, hide and seek. You had a place.
Hide and seek.
You had a place where you could get back to?
Yeah. You'd go hide.
There was a base, we'd call it.
Yeah. And there was one fellow that stayed at the base and the others would go hide.
The guy who stayed at the base was...
And then when he had counted to 20 or 25, now it was time for them to come out.
No, he had to go look for them.
He'd look for them,
yeah.
But if they come...
And if they come back and touch the base first, well, they're not...
They were free.
They were free.
They didn't have to blind.
Not prisoner.
But he was it?
Yeah. I don't know what he was.
Yeah.
I played that often.
Used to run around a lot, huh? Mm-hmm.
The back of the chimney was the base.
The back of the chimney?
Yeah.
Now, when you burn coal around here, what did you carry your coal in? Did you have a container for coal? Did you ever burn coal?
No.
Never burned?
No.
Then from the stove to the chimney would run the what? You call that the stove?
The stove.
Stove. What runs from the stove to the chimney, you know? Like in the wood stove?
A stove pipe.
Okay.
Stove pipe.
Yeah, and it would go through the...
Go through the roof.
The roof.
What was the... You cut a what for the... For the chimney to go out,
cut a hole, a round hole, and you'd put a chimney just like you had in your house.
Yes.
You put that in.
You put a tin on.
And there was a cover for it, kind of like a cover, but you had a little space all around so the smoke could get out.
Yeah, it was not covered tight, you know.
No, but that was.
So it wouldn't rain in it.
It
that was
rain in that chimney.
Yeah. Now, a small vehicle that you would use to carry around heavy things in, you know, like when you're carrying bricks around, what would you use?
A wheelbarrow.
Okay. And on a wagon, the wheel fit in the what? Fit onto the...
To the hub?
Yeah, the hub of the wheel fit onto the what?
Axle.
The axle. You had to keep that wheel...
Yeah, you got to grease that. You had to grease it.
Yeah.
So it'll turn easy.
You had to keep it well.
Well greased.
Now you got that stuff all over your hands. You
yeah. You had to go wash your hands.
Got your hands all what? All
greasy.
How come you know that? You never did do that here.
Huh? Well, they used to use a paddle sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He had one. A little paddle.
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd get some on your hands anyway.
I didn't know you did.
But nowadays, what do you have to... You don't have a wagon, you have a...
No, we don't have a wagon.
No, I don't have no wagon. Trucks.
Do you still drive?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
He came almost blind. He has a cover right
here. I had an operation. I'm just getting over that.
Uh-huh.
It's gaining a little bit, but I got to that I couldn't drive. But on November the 1st, I was operating that eye. And
have you been in a car since?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lately there, about 2-3 weeks ago, I started driving again.
Where did you go?
Oh, I don't go nowhere except in town and in the family right here.
Go,
I don't go no highways and I don't drive at night either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no big highways.
He has